Proclamation number 3742 of 13th of April, 1946. Judgment of blind fools. False knowledge without love. The only way to wisdom, the only true knowledge from God, is love. But how can you humans be knowledgeable if you don't have love within you? How can you presume to judge the effects of events in world affairs as well as in the life of an individual person if you don't know their meaning and purpose, if you lack all knowledge and are completely blind in spirit as a result of your unkind way of life? Live in love and the scales will fall from your eyes as to why the Creator and Sustainer of heaven and earth also allows that to happen which is inflicted on you by fellow human beings who are equally devoid of love. As long as you don't recognize the purpose of earthly life and your actual destiny, you won't recognize me myself in every earthly event. You won't recognize my will which underlies everything that happens. Even though I don't approve of what unkindness brings about, but it is only an allowance on my part to pull you back from the wrong path in order to guide you onto the path of love, through which you will then also come to realization. You all want to be wise and even go so far as to reject me myself because your wisdom does not allow you to recognize me. O blind fools! How far you are from the truth, from the right knowledge, and how easily you could reach it if you were more willing to give in to the inner impulse of your heart which urges you to work with love when you see great hardship around you. Yet you pay too little attention to the voice of the heart. You only think of yourselves and don't want to give yourselves away in order to alleviate hardship. And you kill the spark of love within you instead of kindling it into a bright flame. And therefore it remains dark in you, and in the lightlessness of your soul you certainly know nothing of my rule and activity for your salvation. And your thinking will remain wrong as long as you live without love, no matter how sharp your intellect may be. The intellect will not lead you to the aim as love does. The intellect will not let you become wise, for true wisdom is born in love. And as long as you neglect the activity of love, you will not recognize the meaning and purpose of earthly life. You will not recognize the meaning and purpose of the great earthly adversity. You will not recognize me, for only through love will you be guided into right thinking. Only love guarantees you true knowledge. Because the truth comes forth from me to the one who endeavors to live in love in accordance with my will. But the great earthly adversity will be understandable to him. He will not doubt me in my might. He will believe in me. And the greater the earthly adversity, the firmer he will believe in me. And he will also be helped, for he belongs to my own, and I will not forsake my own forever. Amen.